Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Few people comprehend the size and scope of Joe Biden's ambition for our open borders. Why this is something of a mystery is actually a mystery, since Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders told us what would happen. I began reporting it in the spring of 2020, after Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders published their joint platform called the Biden-Sanders Plan. They put it right on Joe Biden's website. And one of the planks in it was to welcome, their word, not mine, all of the world's migrants to the United States of America. A crush of humanity so massive, it would surely remake this culture and this country completely. How many were there? A Pew Charitable Trust survey worldwide said the number was around 160 million. That is the size of Joe Biden's open borders ambition. This is why he and Kamala Harris aren't the slightest bit concerned with what's going on at the border. This is a small trickle compared to what they have planned. As they explained, Biden did, in his own words. But now, the CEO of Gallup is issuing Biden a warning. He's beginning to catch on. Roughly 42 million people south of Texas plan to migrate into the United States of America. Jim Clifton, the chairman and CEO of the Gallup polling company, posted that warning on March 24th on his blog. It was a kind of rare, shocking bit of truth that Americans almost never get anymore. Here's what he wrote. It's remarkable, and it tells me that Clifton gets it. Here's what he wrote. Here are questions every leader should be able to answer, regardless of their politics. How many more people are coming to the southern border? What's the plan? There are 33 countries in Latin America and the Caribbean, he writes. Roughly 450 million adults live in that region. Gallup asked them if they'd like to move to another country permanently if they could. 27% said yes. That's 120 million, he writes, who would like to migrate somewhere. Gallup then asked them where they want to move. Of those who said they want to leave their country permanently, 35% or 42 million said they want to go to the United States. And right now, they can. Seekers of citizenship or asylum are watching to determine exactly when and how is the best time to make their move, the CEO, Clifton of Gallup, warned Joe. In addition to finding a solution for the thousands of migrants currently at the border, he wrote, let's include the bigger, harder question. What about all those who'd like to come? What is the message to them? What is the 10-year plan? 330 million U.S. citizens are wondering, the CEO wrote. So are 42 million Latin Americans. Again, the 42 million, that's just Latin America and the Caribbean. The total number is 160 million. And I'm telling you, they intend, if they can get away with it, to welcome them all. Even the CEO of Gallup can see it. Why? Because these groups vote 80% plus Democrat. That's why. And because this is a voter drive, which obviously the CEO of Gallup didn't put, he'd get canceled. In fact, he's lucky not to get canceled for what he just wrote. But that wasn't the most insane thing that happened this week. No, that came to us from the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI. As I lay this on you, I want to remind you what the Chinese social credit system looks like. Keep this in the back of your mind as I describe what they're about to do. In China, if your social credit score is low, you're not allowed to travel. You can't get on a bus, you can't get on a train, and you can't fly on a plane. Over a million Chinese, according to the government, fall in this category. Because they're on the list, it's hard for them to get employment. Their children can't get into the best schools, no matter how smart or talented they are. Aside from having the wrong ideas and thinking and saying the wrong things, what gets you a low social credit score? Being associated with someone who has a low social credit score. It's as if the FBI and Department of Homeland Security are attempting to implement that here. In their quest to repress and literally stop travel by Americans they now call extremists. Watch that word. It's everywhere in the media. And now they plan to restrict your travel using it. This week, both Politico and NBC reported that the Department of Homeland Security, which is over the FBI, is preparing to use private contractors to, quote, scour public data and social media to compile dissident citizens for their watch and no-fly lists. They didn't use the word dissidents, but they did use the words, quote, scour public data and social media, unquote. Politico reported that the Department of Homeland Security is considering monitoring the travel of domestic, not terrorists, oh, here's that word again, extremists, and expanding its use of the no-fly list. That's according to law enforcement sources who told that to Politico. The discussion is part of Biden's new strategy, we've never seen this before, of treating domestic terror as a national security threat, not just a law enforcement problem. But look who they're targeting. Not terrorists, not anyone who's been accused of a crime, but extremists. What is an extremist? What does our federal government consider an extremist to be? If you're listening to this podcast, that'd be you. Don't feel bad. It's me too. We know this because our Secretary of Defense is now vetting every member of the military for extremism. What does that include? All the obvious stuff, terror connections, white supremacy, but also anybody who doesn't conform to gender norms. That'd be anybody who interprets the Bible as written, anyone who speaks out against gay marriage, anyone who believes biblically, even with love in their heart, anyone who doesn't accept the current gender norms that are being pushed by the left. That's half the country, folks. And it's enough right now to be labeled an extremist by the military. Will that be the same standard used for the new no-fly list? You betcha. When we come back, you'll never believe who they plan to partner with to decide who goes on these extremist no-fly and watch lists.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T, or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
That's right. Politico actually reported this with a straight face. Quote, a second law enforcement official told Politico that conversations about monitoring domestic extremist travel have involved multiple federal agencies at the interagency level, including the FBI. Their quote, again, this is Politico, reviewing options for enhancing screening and vetting protocols and travel pattern analyses of domestic, again, not terrorist, extremists. Consistent, they say, with privacy. Yeah. Okay. Let me give you an idea what this might look like, because we've already seen this. Remember from a previous podcast what the FBI did with Bank of America, and I'm sure they did it with other banks too. Remember when it was reported that the FBI went to Bank of America and asked, and Bank of America turned over, likely illegally, all the transaction histories of anyone who purchased a plane ticket into D.C. around the time of the 6th? Anyone who purchased a firearm and went to D.C. around the time of the 6th? Now, that's remarkable, considering the FBI has now admitted not a single one of the incursionists, the trespassers who went into the Capitol, had a gun. This is pure persecution, folks, of people who are freedom-oriented and buy firearms. One political consultant, the Gateway Pundit, reported, who purchased a ticket to fly into D.C., where he regularly works. He's a political consultant. His pregnant wife got a knock on the door from the FBI. They'd been through their travel records and had discovered he'd been at the Capitol on the 6th of January. One problem. He hadn't attended Trump's speech. He didn't go to the Capitol building. He was nowhere near it. He just flew to D.C., as he often does for work. He was working elsewhere on his computer. Didn't matter. She got the knock at the door anyway. Now let's go back and read what they intend to do. In Politico, reviewing options for enhancing screening and vetting protocols and travel pattern analyses. Now, who will be doing the hard work of deciding who winds up on this extremist list? By the way, neither publication, NBC or Politico, details what you have to do to get off of it once you're caught espousing wrongthink. Just who will stand as judge, jury, and executioner for your freedom of movement? I'm glad you asked. Guess who they're planning to hire to determine if you're an extremist? Quote from NBC. The Department of Homeland Security is planning to expand relationships with companies that scour public data for intelligence and to better harness the vast trove of data it already collects on Americans. Who will be doing this? Well, the tech companies, of course. That data they'll be scouring, quote, including the sorts of public social media posts. Yeah. See where we're going with this? Let's read that line again. DHS is planning to expand relationships with companies that scour public data for intelligence. Come on, we all know who those companies are. Let's keep reading. The Department of Homeland Security intends to scour data, including travel and commercial data, through Customs and Border Protection, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and, of course, private sector groups. That data will include social media posts that were not deemed actionable by the FBI and other law enforcement agencies. Again, remember, the word is extremism. It's not terror. What these people did wasn't actionable. There was no arrest because it wasn't a crime. It's just an opinion that makes you an extremist. Sundance, over at the ever-accurate website, The Last Refuge, wrote this, and I think he's on to something. As we've seen from the factual example of the January 6th D.C. protest rally, if you attend an event labeled as extremist by a 20-something ideologue with access inside the system, yeah, those are the censors. This is what he's talking about, inside Facebook, inside Twitter. If you attend an event labeled as extremist by a 20-something ideologue with access inside the system, you may find yourself on a no-fly list. Folks, this is exactly what they're proposing. In fact, they're not even hiding it. Democrat Committee Chairman Benny Thompson proposed just such a thing when he said that Ted Cruz should be put on a no-fly list along with everyone who attended the January 6th protest. Not just those who breached the Capitol, that's trespassing. He meant everyone. And now, this is exactly what they're doing, meeting Benny Thompson's demand. Okay, Sundance continues. Expand your thinking to what was initiated with the COVID model for contact tracing. And you can quickly see how physical proximity to a rogue dissident, a person with wrong thoughts, aka a domestic extremist, can result in you being labeled along with that dissident. And you are on the list. That overlay, then overlay the efforts of big tech to assist the administrative state with an electronic trail of your habits, contacts, phone calls, text messages, and internet patterns, and you're on the list. Remind yourself, he writes, what FBI contractors with access to the NSA database already did in their quest for political opposition research and surveillance. Yeah, over 16,000 illegal searches a year, according to a report by the Justice Department. You think they'll stop? Oh, no, they won't stop. They're going to put it on steroids. This is what a deep state victory at the polls looks like. An incredible power grab by them. They will be phenomenally powerful. And they'll be operating a system. The system described here, folks, this is the Chinese social credit system, complete with the same punishment for wrong think or wrong behavior. And remember, in China, you don't get a bad social credit score for speaking out. They pick you up and disappear you for that. No, you get a bad social credit score for not offensively or actively doing things they want. In other words, if you watch the right movies, read the right books, the one the Communist Party likes, you get a high score. If you simply fail to do those things in your own free time, your score goes down and poisons everyone around you. The punishment? The same as the one here. No fly.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
actually already seen and gotten a glimpse into what this looks like. I interviewed Presley Stutz on my show not too long ago. He's the leader of the Tea Party here in Greenville. He served his country proudly in the Navy as a former chaplain. He has years of service in the Navy under his belt. He attended the January 6th protests, but he never went inside the Capitol building, was never arrested, and has never been accused of breaking any law. He's kind of a sweet old guy, like your dad. Then he tried to fly again. They had him on the ground spread eagle. He got the full pat down, including the rectal part. Then they opened his suitcase and dusted everything in it for bomb powder. It went on for hours. And it didn't just happen once. It happened getting on the plane and then off the plane. It happened on the way there and on the way back. This wasn't even a trip to D.C. He was flying for something else. But what really creeped Presley out was what one of the TSA officers that detained him said. You know what it was? We know you were at the January 6th rally. How on earth does a TSA officer know that a perfectly peaceful man who's been interviewed many, many times on our radio station, he's a public figure here in Greenville, who, yes, is a conservative activist, but has never been accused of the slightest bit of wrongdoing. How does a random TSA officer know at the airport he was there on January 6th? Do you see the problem there? Folks, I've been warning for a long time about a line I see coming. Right now, you post the wrong thing online on social media, you end up where? Twitter jail? Facebook jail? You know what this is? Eventually, when you go to Twitter or Facebook jail, that includes you can't fly. It begins to affect not just the status of your account on social media, but your entire life. Buy a gun on the wrong day. Fly into the wrong city at the wrong time for completely innocent purposes. Participate in a protest completely lawfully that is deemed extreme, and you don't fly anymore. And folks, you know they won't stop there. Eventually, they're going to go for your ability to transact. They're telling us, folks, like I said, what they're going to do. Who will stop them?
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on radio.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Be sure to share with your friends and family. Thank you for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.